JB and Billy have done the Harold Holt.
And now we can't find them.
Where'd I wake up?
Where'd I wake up?
So we're giving you the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's the gold you don't get anywhere else.
This is the Rush Hour Reheated.
Cracking show today, Fat. Your young bloke Oscar's coming on and he will tear you to shreds.
Ah, oh, Oscar, fair dinkum. Got to play a game, son. Plus, one of the best jokes of all time.
Took you long enough to find it.
And speaking of things you can't find, next we'll talk about JB's Instagram tick.
Where is that?
Yes, now, Jim, you've got to be fair dinkum here. I know we stuff around, have a bit of fun and ha, ha, ha. But I'm going to ask you a question and yes, I want you to be honest for a change.
I'm always honest.
What I'm hearing is... And you being a very vain man, and it's all about me, and you talk about your Instagram account how...
At James Brayshaw, Global and Trending.
Global and Trending.
Yes.
Have you made inquiries to Instagram to check and work out why you haven't got a blue tick? Yes or no?
No.
Jim! Do what? Not lie to me, because I've heard that you have made inquiries to Instagram... Because everyone's got a blue tick that have got 100,000 followers or whatever, and you haven't. So you've cracked the shits, excuse the language, and you've asked, why hasn't Jimmy Boy got a blue tick? Jim.
No.
Jim, do not lie to me, you flog. This is true. I've heard this from someone in your family, actually.
Jim. No, Bill.
Jim.
Bill.
You have made inquiries, yes or no?
No.
Jim.
But Bill.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Well, yes.
Right. So I wasn't even aware that there was such a thing as a blue tick. I had no idea. Oh. I'm just on Instagram like you, and I dominate and global and trending, and I'm an influencer.
Yeah, yeah. Influencer. Anyway, so he's an influencer.
You don't even know how to do a proper hashtag.
I'm an influencer. But rabbits. I don't use hashtags to try and get more people. I use them for humour. And they are side-splittingly humorous.
Well, the humour is when you put grammar in them and it stops the hashtag.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Shut up, rabbits.
Come on,
anyway, so what happened, and this is a fact, I'm sitting there and my 14-year-old son, George...
Georgie.
...says to me, Dad, why haven't you got a blue tick next to your name on Instagram?
Here we go. Yes.
And I went, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. He goes, next to your name on Instagram, you haven't got a blue tick.
Oh.
I said... So what?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, because I didn't know what it meant. So he goes, well, all the big stars who are on Instagram have a blue tick That's next to their name.
Yeah.
And I said, righto, well, I wasn't aware that that was the case, but I don't have it. Anyway, so he grabs my phone, because you know how kids are much better at this stuff than we are.
Yeah.
So he grabs my phone and he says, I'll apply for a blue tick for you.
Oh, so you
so
have.
I said, righto, well, you can do whatever you want. So anyway, Bill.
Yeah, what happened?
He had my phone for however long it was, and he said, righto, there you go, and handed it back to me, and I never thought about it again until I got a message from Instagram about 2 days later.
And what did it say, Jim? Tim? Look at this. He's pretending he's broken down, but I can see you're still moving, so you're still on air. What happened, Jim? Jim?
Your request has been denied.
Ah! Sucked in.
Fat.
Sucked in. You're not verified.
I've been denied.
Well, you know what? Matty Lloyd was going on about this too. So you and Matthew Lloyd are both flogs.
How? Well, as I say, I had no clue what he was talking about. So therefore, I shouldn't worry about being accepted or denied because prior to him talking about it, I didn't even know what it meant. But Bill, now that I've been denied, I'm not f-ing happy. Hey, I'll tell you what we've got now. Give us the opener here, Rabbits, please.
McHenry keeps the ball alive. Brownless with the check side kick. Goes right to the goal line. And through for a goal. The son of a gun with a special moment.
Oh,
Not sure about the son of a gun. But the special moment I'm very enamoured with. Hello to you, Oski boy.
JB, Dopey, how you going?
Oh, Dopey. G'day, Oski, how are you? How are you going, son, in isolation? I want to know this because you were with me for a couple of days, but I see you gave me the lemonade and sass and went straight up to your mother and Lucy.
Yeah, I thought if I was any chance to come back with skin folds under 100, I'd better get up to mum and Lucy. The frozen pizzas and whatnot would not be doing justice, would not be doing good for me. So, no, I've been going all right. It's been a bit different, a bit strange, as it has for everyone, but just tried to stick with training. And, yeah, we've got a program to follow, so we've just been trying to do that.
So, Osk, you're in the spare room down at the Ponderosa in Geelong. You get out early because, of course, you're an athlete and you wake up and you're attending to your diet and all the rest of it. Mm. And then out of the main room wanders that guts. And I reckon he'd drop a couple of farts and then he'd wander over to the fridge. I mean, how do you see your old man in the morning?
Yeah, you're pretty much spot on there, JB. That's exactly right. Some loose jocks hanging about, and that's about it. Yeah. Maxie and I try and get ourselves out of the house because don't want to be seeing that every morning.
What about your own game, Oski boy? Hard to assess it just at the minute, given you're not playing, but where do you need to take it? What do you need to get better at?
I've sort of been working a bit more with my inside craft this year, I think.
Inside craft?
Yeah, well, on the outside, I think I came into the game with that under my belt a bit. I could run a bit more, certainly more than Dad. And then I think it's just needed the inside work.
Old man could run like hell when John Worsfold was anywhere near him. He found a gear at that point.
Yeah, that's about it really. So, yeah, I've just tried to sharpen up on the inside and just, I guess it's easy to try and improve all areas, but that's somewhere where I've tried to focus my attention.
And what about your dad's advice for you, mate? You had a quiet one early on last season. He just wandered into the room, swanned in, and turned around to you and said, "You've just got to get better." Yeah. How did you assess that sentence?
Yeah, look, there's not much good coming out of the mouth when he comes into the room. I know that. There's nothing very valuable, so I just try and get him out of there as quickly as I can.
But that was a fair call at the time. It's better than ripping into you, because you've got to be careful with being a parent, don't you,
yes.
Jim? You know this,
yes,
with your kids.
You do.
There's a balancing act of going over too far one way, being too good or too nice. But you did. You had to improve, boy.
thanks for the feedback.
Also, Jim, I just wonder, and I wonder if you wonder this with your kids, that, you know, they go to a nice school, they get well fed, they get looked after growing up, Jim. They don't pay rent, board, or anything like that.
No, yes.
So at some stage when they leave home, do you reckon they look back and say, "Gee, I might help out the folks, might help out the old man with some money or a few frothies or something like that"? Do you ever think that, Oscar?
Nah. Funny that. Never come across the mind that at all.
Hey, your old man tells us, and I want the truth out of you, please. He tells us that he regularly takes his bike out for a ride, and the reason he wears the stupid helmet that makes him look like Schultz is because he stole Maxie's helmet and it doesn't do up under his chin. Is this true?
Yeah, that's very true. I think he gave the cricket helmet a shot at the start, but that was even worse. Had a few reports coming from the Bowen River, so I had to send him a quick message and straighten him up. Yeah, he gets the bike.
You rode a bike with a cricket helmet.
I was going to, but it looked a bit stupid. Even I picked that up, Jim. I thought, I can't do that.
Osk, great seeing you, mate. You're a superstar. Good luck with everything coming up in your young footy career.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
See ya, boy.
End the day with a laugh. We've picked out a classic Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Reheated. The best of JB and Billy. Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
Just looking through here, Jim.
Oh, no.
Every week.
Yeah, I know. It sneaks up on me, and it's because it's like a Monday.
You've had three days, so it's Tuesday, yeah.
I said it's like a Monday, you flog.
Come on.
Just talk. You two have a chat.
Bill, you just must tell a joke. Now's the time.
Well, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. Have a listen to it. What's your joke?
If
a horse wears horseshoes?
No, not that one. Hang on. I'm still trying to find one because it's... Colonel, I thought of that while eating popcorn. Oh, no, right.
Right, here we go.
I can give you 15 seconds of when you forgot who the first Prime Minister was on the Sunday footy show.
Yeah, run with that. That was good.
Billy, you mentioned Australian history. Let me just throw one at you. Australia's very first Prime Minister?
It was Menzies.
Oh,
I'll tell you, hang on.
Sir Edmund Barton.
Barton, yeah.
Edward Barton.
Edward Barton.
Yeah. hang on.
Yeah, you're still not ready, even though we played that. All right, well, maybe the joke from Sweden. I don't know.
Oh.
But it might be that we get one to come down the tube from the Northern Hemisphere. They've been doing it tough over there in Sweden. They've gone about the coronavirus lockdown differently.
I'm nearly
so
there.
We might have a joke coming from Sweden. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah,
Still not ready.
Oh, no.
What
else have I got?
You cannot pad longer.
Hang on. I'm trying. Here's a very amusing one, Jim. Oh, a husband calls his doctor, Jim, finally got one, and says, "My wife is going into labour. What should I do?" The doctor says, "Is this her first child?" "No, it's a bloody husband calling."
Oh, no.
Maybe we should have kept padding.
No, Bill. Well, at least it's not from...
Where?
Oh, Thailand!
No!
I'm going with the Thailand job. It was this time 11 years ago.
No telling that joke.
This has been the Rush Hour Reheated. JB and Billy are back July 13. Subscribe on the Triple M app and listen wherever you are and whenever you want.